Jones. Oh my God, put your motherfucking hands in the sky one time. Grip your motherfucking nuts if you feel my grind. I got them hating, oh Lord, I'm elevated. I'm sipping until I'm faded. Got these bitches screaming, oh my God.
Make your bitch cop away, yeah. She can do it on the dick, make it stand 10 feet tall. I'm like, goddamn, she's savage. She can bust it wide open on the couch, or she can bust it on mattress. She can slob and rinse that dick, but please don't get no slob on my fabric. Let's get it. Get it going crazy, yeah, they looking at me. They like, who the fuck that nigga be? I'm like, my name Poppy T, aka you can call me Sex on the Beach. Yo, bitch, stay dry, my bitch stay wet. I don't get no feeling about what they talking about. I just do what I want, surely I shine. Every morning, gotta get it up. Stack all these dollars, gotta show them what it is. No problem. Pull up to the scene in a big body like hell yeah. Pussy ass nigga watching pop collars. I don't give a fuck all about my dollars. Welcome to Milwaukee when a bitch gon' holler. Make the bitch swallow. Don't give a fuck. Pussy ass nigga going in.
Oh my God, put your motherfucking hands in the sky one time. Grip your motherfucking nuts if you feel my grind. I got him hating, no Lord. I'm elevated. I'm sipping until I'm faded. Got these bitches screaming, oh my God.
Bitch, think she bad, I pass it. Drinking out the bottle, I be swerving, I be laughing. Hit a private bank for the check, I be cashing. Man, it didn't disappear in the new magic. She can throw me cash like Madden. Beat the pussy up with the passion. Fucking with a nigga who be having. I make crazy shit a habit. Take it like you never had it. Call that moment when I'm flashing. My stick shit so automatic. I'm to fly Aladdin. Kill B sounds so tragic. Spit fire like dragons. Clutch jumping like a rabbit.
Well, I might dog you raw. If your friend is feeling left, I'll let her get involved. I keep, but I'll gas you up, but I don't smoke at all.
Crossover, I'm dunking in the strip club, how I ball. She's a ball, yelling,
oh my God. Go crazy yeah. In this bitch, my God. They mad that I got it like this, my God. Go crazy in this bitch, my God. They mad that I got it like this.
Yes, yes, yes.
I am King Liz. I want to thank y'all for tuning in and checking out Player Shine Radio.
Oh my God.
Buddy. This is the Sour Power Hour, Buddy. Yes.
I want to dedicate the first part of this podcast to, Juice WRLD. Rest in peace, bro. Hey Siri, what is the rapper Juice WRLD's first name?
Bitch, I wouldn't know. Javon Anthony Higgins, known professionally as Juice WRLD, was an American rapper, singer, and songwriter. Do you want me to keep reading?
Yes.
Born in Chicago, Illinois, he was known for his singles All Girls or the Same and Lucid Dreams, which helped him gain a recording contract with Lumen's Creative Productions and Interscope.
I'm not doing the podcast on behalf of Juice WRLD because I feel sorry for him dying, and I'm finna sit here and jawjack like I was just his number one fan, and I fuck with his music a little bit, you know, Lucid Dreams, of course, you know, and that shit was rocking. But other than that, you know, as a black man, a young man at that, 21, man, I guess the congratulations too late down there on the job well done. But here's to the little homie, you know what I'm saying? Pull up. What pisses me off about this situation is the label, of course, but the people that this man had around him. We can sit here and act like it wasn't no issue, like the nigga was a drug addict and the nigga pop pills, the nigga drunk lean, the nigga smoked plenty weed. Of course, we saw the images on the news. They caught this nigga. For some odd reason, my nigga had 70 pounds of weed in his luggage only. and his luggage only, 70 pounds, plus all type of, what do they call that shit? I forgot the damn word. I'm temporarily grounded at the moment, but we gonna get to it. Anywho, now one nigga on the squad was valid, because if this your homie, you just let the homie die. If this your ace, you just let your ace die. If this your business partner, you just basically let your business partner commit suicide, trying to duck a charge, duck fed time, duck any type of interaction with the police. Like, so you think that it's best that this young man ingest all of this shit versus one of you niggas just taking the rap? Nigga, we gonna get you out. Nigga, you be, nigga, just sit tight, my nigga. I got you. We gonna take care of you. We'll just take this one time from me, bro. You know what it is, bro. I'm gonna boom for you, bro. That's the hardest conversation you could probably have with your nigga. That's the hardest part. That's the hardest conversation a motherfucker could. How would you be able to handle that? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all let this man OD trying to get rid of the evidence and the type of shit that y'all got is. Nigga, this ain't no motherfucking Mitchie or no Reggie. Nigga, this 93. Nigga, this that Supreme, bro. Fuck is you talking about? Pretty sure you got the beans. Pretty sure you, if you got the Drake and all of that shit, you got, nigga, there's many ways to lace up and screw up your sip. You know what I'm saying? It's many ways to get the job done. I done seen niggas drop the motherfucking Zanny bars in a motherfucking igloo cooler that the motherfucking high school, colleges, and the professional motherfucking athletes be using on the field. That size cooler. Niggas filled it up with like 12 motherfucking Sprite, 12 different flavor Sprites. Drop the Zannies in there. Lean in there. They pulled like 8-9 bottles in there. Like, niggas was, and all you seen was the pills bubbling and breaking down and fizzing up to the top. Like, it looked like, nigga, if you sip lean, this shit fit to get you there, my G. Niggas threw a whole script of the motherfucker. I think it was that. It was either Zannies or it was Perks. I believe it was them bars, though. I'm not sure. I forgot. Damn it. But nigga, that shit looked like death. Like, it was a rainbow. It was a big ass rainbow shining off of all of that bullshit. I say that because this nigga had a fucking seizure from all of that shit just coming together and reacting. His stomach acid and all of that shit just reacted to that shit. Like, bro, you hoe ass niggas let this nigga die because y'all was all scared. Niggas out here living life to the fullest. So, nigga, you on a private jet because of this nigga. Because of this nigga talent. Nigga, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this nigga. Why the fuck would you choose to settle to be a yes nigga? A yes, you feel like you gonna be replaced if you speak up on some shit? Just let that nigga do whatever he wanna do and just enjoy the ride till it's over? You niggas is hoes, bro. And I put this shit on Facebook too, cause niggas was talking about this shit, man. Like, nigga, no bullshit. Guess who next? And I don't mean no disrespect, but if that nigga keep popping them Perks and tweaking out the way the fuck he tweaking, Lil Baby next. Mr. Yo Gotti, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you involved in your artist career to the point where they personal life is not in chaos and limbo. Like, this money was a blessing, hopefully, versus being a curse. Like, ain't no fucking way, man. That's bullshit, man. Why is it that when you young, you black, and you got talent, you could do plenty shit, you got the ability to do whatever, and then you get that opportunity and that chance, and then there's so much shit pushed in your fucking face. Everybody your friend. Everybody down for you. Then you got the little bitches. Ooh, rando. Then you got the drug dealers. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's to point the finger at who in this scenario? I blame these fuck niggas that he had around him this whole time.
Them niggas was never your nigga, bro.
Only reason why they was in your life, nigga, was because of the opportunity that you provided for them. And that's some hoe ass shit. Cause these people, man. Now I see why it's so hard to get on. It's nothing to record your music, produce it, fuck with motherfuckers, network, go perform your shit, go rock the mic, go rock the stage, network, meet with people, get opportunities to perform at other venues, but that venue on some bullshit because these niggas ain't even professional as the venue you just came from, so you bring it right back and you keep rocking that motherfucker. Nigga, this shit, man, this shit get hard. But it's because of the passion that you have, the vision that you have. You walk it in faith based off of what you able to do. And if you give it to God, you will succeed. You just can't deviate. Because once you deviate, them demons right there ready to snatch your ass up and rip you to shreds. No cap. It's to the point where on a day-to-day basis, it's a battle. Tell me I'm jacking, nigga. All this fuck shit going on out here just based off of propaganda and this false image of what success is in the eyes of young black men, which is to get at least $1 million signing contract so you can get your chain and your diamonds and your jewelry and get fitted and go get a car and a house and all of that shit. And on the back end, niggas ain't even looking at the debt that they accumulated or the money that they wasting on the fuck shit that's appealing to them now on some materialistic shit that culture contributes. This thing we live in called culture, this magic culture word. I heard that Israeli dude use that culture word. You know what I'm saying? And I guess this is the version of they hip hop. This is they culture. I'm calling this shit out because though we can do what the fuck we want to do, it shouldn't come down to the point where niggas you surrounded with okaying and not speaking up or checking the fuck out of you. You know what I'm saying? Voicing their opinion about, you know what I'm saying, shit that matter. Like, nigga, it ain't about you just being a grown ass man. Like, nigga, if I see my little bro finna stick a needle in his arm and shoot up, nigga, we finna box. Before he do that on my mama. That's love. That's real love. You fuck niggas that don't stand on that principle and you feel like it's just it's every man for himself shit. Like we at work and shit, nigga. We living life, nigga. Get your motherfucking priorities straight, bro. Ain't no amount of money in the world supposed to come between you and the people that you care about. Your family member, this, your blood, your homies, motherfuckers that you grew up with, that never crossed you, always showed you love, always looked out. Even if y'all got it to it, y'all still kept that shit 100. Money should never be the reason why that was the root of all evil, in which once it was applied to this motherfucker, it was just inevitable. As long as he got money, we straight. Ooh, I don't know. I'm just deeply disappointed in the fuck niggas around him in that record label. And speaking of the record label, whoever Juice was. Hey Siri. What record label is Juice WRLD signed to? You should have read it.
Hoods of America.
Dear record label, the fact that
you in the mood today?
You know what? Never mind. I'ma just put that energy into showing them better than I could tell them, because at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words. I created this podcast to inspire, uplift, and hopefully motivate you to move in a direction where you actually impactful, you know what I'm saying, and It's not you necessarily draining yourself or on the brink of, you know what I'm saying, spazzing out because motherfuckers trying you every other day and woo, none of that. Like, just letting God lead you in your steps, even when you at your worst and you feel like you ain't worthy of this. Like, you ain't worthy of God's love. Like, you always worthy, man. You lost a very special young man recently. And like I said, this is fucking, this little nigga kid, man. That's my little nigga, man. I ain't finna let nothing happen to my little nigga. Real shit. If I fuck with you, I fucks with you, bruh. Fuck all that hoe cake ass, fake ass, listen, what can you do for me ass shit. Like, I ain't one of them niggas. I don't use people or try to finesse people out of what they can do or what they got for me. Like, I'm straight on that. That's it ain't no disrespect to you if, you know what I'm saying, you just, that's what you do. Like, nigga, to each his own. That's what I learned along the path of walking out this little journey called life. And to honestly be able to wake up, though I go through what I go through, I am thankful that I'm not addicted to pills and fucking lean and all type of weird ass prescriptions and shit that I could barely pronounce and shit. And I'm thankful I ain't in a position where if I'm driving and shit, I gotta look over my shoulder. You know what I'm saying? If the police pull me over, I might gotta swallow this whole script because I ain't supposed to have this. Never. Never, never, never. I'm straight on that. I cannot live my life to the expectations of what our society says is. What this society says goes, basically. They tell us what hip-hop is. As black people, they tell us who we should vote for and why. They tell us, they always trying to direct us, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy how within those moments you could peep game and call a motherfucker on their whole shit and keep their shit pushing and enjoy the day. We live in that world, in that society right now where shit just slowly clamping down and all this extracurricular activity that's going on a presidential level, on a nationwide level. We got all type of mass shootings. We had a buddy from overseas and shit shot up the military base. RIP to those that, you know what I'm saying, was slain and slaughtered. I don't really know how to even address that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what should I say? Like, I guess this is a case of the rooster's coming home to roost, or whatever Malcolm X said. You know what I'm saying? One of them. Like, you go to these people's country, occupy it illegally, and just dominate them. Kill most of the civilians, bombing hospitals, bombing people on the road. It's not funny, but it's like, it's just the irony within. Why would you think that is within the best interest of America and the American public and the citizens of the United States, all of the above? Like, why would you think it's in our best interest to just let people from overseas that we once upon a time reaped havoc, ravaged? Like, I'm the type of person where if I fuck you over, I ain't fucking with you no more. So if I see you, you know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, oh no, man, it's good, you good, man, let's just be friends. Like, no, I was pretty dirty. I this more ass shit, bro. I'm straight. Nah, I appreciate it. But nah, you stay over there. Cause if you, nigga, I'm gonna really fuck you up. Only reason I'm saying that, probably because I failed, or you know what I'm saying, or I succeeded. But I still gotta see you. Like, why would I waste my time waiting for that moment? Or even have a thought of that in my head when I could just let you know off top what the fuck going on and keep you over there. And we could do it like this, cause you're not coming over here. I ain't giving you one chance. Unfortunately, like I said, we lost a couple of people that, you know what I'm saying, put in time, sacrificed their life for their nation, their families, to reckless people that, I guess, the way the media was putting it out there, dude went overseas to Iran or some shit. He went over in that area and he got radicalized and he came back and they was like, let's go to the clubs, go to the strip clubs, let's do this and that. He's like, nah, I ain't fucking with you, bitch ass. Fuck all y'all. I ain't fucking with none of y'all no more. Ooh, and next thing you know,
you in the mood today?
That nigga aired out the army base. He aired that bitch out. He wasn't playing. And then yesterday, day before yesterday, I should say, it was a shootout somewhere out there in New Jersey, I want to say. I'm talking about they was shooting for real. Like they was busting. They had some heavy artillery. That shit sound like when America go overseas and do that to other people. But it was only like a few of those things. It wasn't many of those things. It was just a few of those things. But them few of those things sound like some military grade. Nigga, this shit going through everything. It's tearing everything. Everything into four. Fuck two. It's tearing into four. Just leaving pieces and chunks. And you go to car, nigga. The code word is, you heard, we paint houses. Dead ass, man. Motherfuckers was busting this hood nigga. He was recording it from the window and shit. And then he had to back up. Like, he had to get on the ground. He had to get away from that motherfucker. Cause that shit sounded, it was so loud and so rapid. Like, at one point in time, I think that nigga let go of like a 13 burst round at one point in time. And my god damn, what the fuck is he shoot? What is he busting? That motherfucker sound like he's sitting on a tripod and he aiming that, he trying to knock motherfucker shit back. But eventually, they was killed. It was apparent, according to the news, a failed or botched bank robbery that went wrong. And yeah, shit. I remember that one movie. I can't think of the name, but it damn near reminded me of that movie where the robbery ain't go right. Niggas had to bust at the whole force. What them motherfucking sticks was long as a motherfucking a light nightstand. Goddamn it, a LED light stand and shit that go to a green screen, a 10-foot. them motherfuckers was busting at the police, knocking down everything and everybody. Innocent casualties, police casualties, puppies, cats, squirrels, birds, maybe a few flies, I don't know. But this world we live in, where, which is segueing into, it's a debate about the guns, the NRA, all that. I mean, we keep it short. For the most part, I feel like we all had a right to carry a firearm on us, keep that tool on us, whatever the fuck we want. It's just, if you not responsible with your shit, then automatic, nigga, you done. ain't saying you can't own a pistol, but hey, you can't. I don't know. It get weird. That's a whole topic where, let's say they pass a bill or a law where the police come in to confiscate your guns. What are you gonna do? What you gonna do? I know what I'm gonna do. I don't need you to tell me. Just think about it. With everything that's going on in the world right now, it's like, it's amazing how it's always a mass shooting out of nowhere. These little motherfuckers are shooting. These little white boys. It was a shooting in my state and city, my city and state. And but really, it wasn't my city because I ain't from Waukesha. I don't claim that fuck shit. Fuck Waukesha. It was a school in Waukesha. I think it was Waukesha West or some shit like that. Little white boy came with that thing, got the bus in that motherfuckers. They had to shut down the school. And then they tried to make it seem like the school was a part of Milwaukee because Waukesha is so prestigious and racist and all of that extra fuck shit. Ain't no disrespect to all the cops, man. I ain't even gonna flag. Like, this that diss to them racist motherfuckers that put charges on your name so you can have a record. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers lie on you, all type of shit. This for them fuck boys. But that's how I go in Milwaukee. I don't know if I told y'all before, but my city definitely is segregated to the point where all we can do is just hate on each other. Rob, steal, and kill from each other. And I, for one, you know, I love my city, don't get me wrong. Shout out to Milwaukee. I ain't gonna say I'm missing out on nothing. I ain't gonna say I ain't missing out on nothing. This point in time in my life, my vision and my goal is to uplift my city, starting with my family and creating a ripple effect. At least that's how it's supposed to go. I was listening to a sermon today.
Hoods of America.
You know, it's crazy how you can be your biggest enemy. Your worst enemy, your worst critic.
Rando. You in the mood today?
Struggle spiritually. You know, living in this flesh, waking up in this flesh. It get rough. But every day is a learning lesson. If you're looking to grow spiritually and mentally, and wherever else you feel like you're weak at, or you notice things about how life works, how to adjust and adapt. For me, through God, I'm able to do that flawlessly in the midst of me being in what's called the wilderness. It said when John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying, he went into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and all of that, and the devil messed with him, all of that. Like, he had to go into the wilderness, he had to be tried, he had to go through something, he had to, you know what I'm saying, in order to make that sacrifice. And I feel like, in the Bible it say that we in the wilderness. In an aspect where things that hold us back from potential future blessings God got us in this mindset and in this position in life for a reason. And it's for us to respect and recognize what's in front of us and how God got us through everything. Like, this is my thoughts though, mainly off of experience as well. I fall short in many things, but it's when I dwell on, I'm expecting newness, I'm expecting the, you know what I'm saying, for God to bless me. But at the same time, when I have my thoughts where I think about how the mother of my two oldest kids has been treating me for quite a while now, like very disrespectful, you know, the feelings that come up, the emotion, the rage, the anger, all of that shit. Imagine, oh, a wine skin that they used to use to put wine in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta keep fresh wine in it, because if you keep wine in there and you try to get it to, you know what I'm saying, ferment or whatever, get stronger and shit, it make the wine skin, what the wine skin made of, where the wine eats away at the wine skin. You know what I'm saying? While it's fermenting and turning into stronger wine type shit. And it's like, imagine that wine skin is us. And in order for our wine skin to stay fresh, God word and that belief and moving forward and focusing on what you're supposed to do in life, like, that's the wine. You know what I'm saying? Every day is a struggle, right? Every day is an opportunity to apply yourself and overcome something and fall short, but learn from falling short. And it's on a day-to-day. So every day that you learn, it's like you get a new wine. Your wine skin gonna always be valid. It's only when you hold on to that pain and that hurt, and you let it fester. Instead of doing that, you gotta move forward. In order to move forward, you gotta move into action. And in order to move in action in that situation, it's me having to do what fathers have to do for their kids. And that's what pretty much I'm gonna do. I, for one, feel that God is pushing me in that direction while I'm in this wilderness trying to figure it out. I ain't hurting, but I can, you know what I'm saying, definitely step it up and handle my business on a whole nother level. But at this point in time in my life, it's like, yeah, I'm just ready to enjoy it. Like, enjoy life to the fullest. I'm living it. I'd be lying if I said I'm happy all the time, but life ain't perfect. It shouldn't be either, in so many ways. Like, how would we know what perfect is versus not perfect? I would have no strength because I would have no worries. Everything's already taken care of. Everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything's done for me. But just keep that shit short, man. Once again, RIP Juice WRLD. I hate that you have to go through that. You put yourself through that, young nigga. There's so many questions I be wanting to ask. Like, bro, why the fuck would you get on an airplane with 70 pounds, bro, and not think that you're not gonna... Bro, come on, man. You Juice WRLD, man. But that's... This ain't that, man. I hope that your family get your royalties. and that it don't go back to your label. Maybe that's what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? Who the fuck knows? It was probably a mo sent from the label just to monitor you. I got them pills for you, bro. Ain't no fucking way you got all these motherfuckers around you and ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, showing you love, looking out for you, making sure you good. No, there was no love. There was none. None, bro. Like, hoe ass niggas. You niggas is hoes for that shit. This nigga had a bright ass future, but I ain't gonna criticize you, little brody. Just rest in peace, my G. You know, it is what it is, and just gotta keep moving forward, man. Chest, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Yeah, we gonna make this a short one tonight. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, checking me out. You know what I'm saying? Tune in next week. I'm gonna drop one more time on your head. You know what I'm saying? It's Buddy.
I had to make a little profit, still on that to the gutter. None of my rolls in my pocket. Tell me we keep this shit poppin'. That why it's a trip on my body. Balenciaga trip on my body. That Gucci I trip all about it. That money keep drip on my body. I had to make a little profit. Still on that to the gutter. None of my rolls in my pocket. Talking, we get this shit poppin'. Why it's a drip on my body? Balenciaga's drip on my body. That Gucci a drip on the body. That money keep drip on my body.
I used to chase out the thotties, was hurting my pockets, I'm spending the profit. I just wanna touch on your body. Make a ride it like Ducati. Pull up, shoot my shot with the shotty. Bitch, I been that nigga, how could you deny me? Now I go and make a deposit. Then I grab some ones and I throw it at Follies. Just fucked her and don't know her name. And I'm feeling proud, but I should be ashamed. I hit from the back, but I just want the brain. Going for quarters like I need a change. Nice like this with a bad ass bitch. Make a nigga pop up shining. It came. I spend it, I get it. I get it, they spend it. You know that I'm with it, I'm telling my name. Picture perfect, I'ma knock it out the frame. Make it feel too clean, real game. When you left, I almost went insane. Nowadays, I still wonder if you watch. Wow. With your best friend, long hair, don't care. Don't got care. Some new extensions, so you plot. But I can't fuck with you, I'm just being honest. I'm standing on couches and counting the profit.
I had to make a little profit. Still on the dirty, the gutter. None of my rolls in my pocket. Tell me we keep this shit poppin'. That why it's a drip on my body. Balenciaga's drip on my body. That Gucci, I drip all about it. That money keep drip on my body. I had to make a little profit. Still on the dirty, the gutter. None of my rolls in my pocket. Talking, we get this shit poppin'. Why it's a drip on my body? Balenciaga's drip on my body. The Gucci a drip on my body. The money keep drip on my body.
I had to make a little profit. Now your sixes. Judo chop like karate. Hand on the wheel, other hand on her body. I make her feel special when she call me poppy. I just made a 100-yard play, y'all. Mad ain't on you while I cop away on my dick on your boot. When you through claiming the bitch, you'll be busting the crew. Wrist frost, bit flooded out. Hella tip blue, sapphire, match the chain in the fist. Lift my people up, really what I wanna do. I had to make a little profit. I'm progressing regardless. Never stressing, inhaling, excelling my broccoli.
This body, for one for real, kicking your front door.
I had to make a little profit. I'm progressing regardless. Never stressing, inhaling, excelling my broccoli. Yes, buddy.
For one for real.
I had to make a little profit. Stay on the duty to gut it. None of them rolls in my pocket. Tell me we keep this shit poppin'. That why it's a drip on my body. Balenciaga's drip on my body. That Gucci, I drip all about it. That money keep drip on my body. I had to make a little profit. Still and I did it, I got it. None of them payrolls in my pocket. You talkin', we get this shit poppin'. Why it's a drip on my body? Balenciaga's drip on my body. That Gucci, I drip all about it. That money keep drip on my body.